Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone, and hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in with us here today and letting us into your cars or your living rooms or your offices, wherever you are, because we bring you lots of great people, lots of great information, and hopefully some inspiration.
Well, we all have been going through a very interesting time, a very challenging time. And I think we're all looking for how we can move forward. But before we move forward, there's a lot of things that we have to move on. And of course, you know, over the years, we've been doing this show for 20 years, and we've built up quite a library of shows in our website that you can take advantage of to check on, use as a resource. So by all means, please go to conscioustalk.net. Use those archives, search for people that you remember, or, you know, just peruse through, because there's so much great information. And all of it, as we know, has built up to pertain to the days we're in.
Yes, and you want to check out our Facebook page, too. We list things there about the show and other things. So stay tuned, you know, and be tuned in with our Facebook page as well. We also want to just talk a little bit about our healing. Rob and I have been doing healing work for years, and we have the tools and the certifications in order to do this work. And I know that a lot of you are not only in physical pain, but you're in mental and emotional pain. We can help. We can not only move energetically the physical pain, but we can help you source the emotional and mental pain that you're in and help clear those patterns. And this is such important work. Once you clear something, unless you go back and recreate it like you did, it's done. It's clear. And that is such important work. And if all of us got clear, the more and more of us get clear, the more our energetic frequency rises, the more conscious and aware we are.
If you're in need of help, we're offering a free 20-minute consult to see if we can work together. All you have to do is call us at 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909. We'll be working with you with a multitude of disciplines, all the way from pranic healing to the emotion code, reconnection. And remember, I am certified by the Stillpoint Institute as an intuitive healer and can work distantly to move that energy that's been giving you problems. So give us a call.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, so this is Heart Month, and we've got to love that concept. But have you thought there could be a deeper, more spiritual meaning? Well, we'll have a chat with tour expert in all things spiritual, Dr. Devana Vedri. And today, we're having a down-to-earth spirituality session around heart-centered support. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny. And welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we are making a difference again this year and today, because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing. They're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, we have more than dipped our feet into 2021 now. We've got a little experience. There's been a lot going on. And so we thought this was the perfect time to check in once again, as we do once a month, with Dr. Devana Vedri, and have a down-to-earth spirituality session. Talk about those things that are really important to our inner landscape and then reflected out into our outer world. And today we're going to talk about heart-centered support. And of course, it's Heart Month. Devana, welcome back.
Hello.
Hello there. Okay, this is a great subject, heart-centered support. I guess I want to know, and so do our listeners, what do you mean by that?
Exploring support in terms of love, basically.
Mm-hmm.
To really look at and feel into what is support in the life, but also how does one give heart-centered support? Because so often we think of support as something that we provide, and also something that would be like, oh, of course I'll help you with X, and of course I'll help you with Y, and could you help me with this? And so there's this idea of give and take and exchange. But what happens when someone wants your support, but there's nothing inside that's moving in that exchange? Do you say yes anyway? Do you say no? And what happens to the relationship? And a lot of times, because there is a certain expectation often among family members and friends in terms of support, it can get very conditional and it can get very expected.
Mm-hmm.
And so today we're looking at heart-centered support. Mm. Are you drawn by your spirit to provide support? And how do you provide support to a situation? Some support is very easy. I need a ride here. Sure, I can help you with that. Or do you have a cup of sugar kind of a thing?
Mm-hmm.
And you see if you do, and if you do, great. And if you don't, you don't. But what about situations in family structures where, let's say a member of a family is running an old pattern and wants to weave you into it. What do you do?
Right.
Yeah.
And this is the real challenge, Devana. And it isn't only just family members, but very close friends or spouses.
Yeah.
It can be in that situation as well. So let's get into what do you do. And you said in the very first few sentences, you talked about, you know, giving that support. Are you feeling like giving that? Are you talking about you're feeling inspired to give it, or is it something deeper than that?
Yeah, I think that there were a couple of ways of looking at that. You said unconditional, maybe transactional is another word, or we are, as we've often talked about, the woulda, coulda, shouldas, you know, that we, those patterns that we get stuck in that really don't have anything to do with how we're really feeling.
Yes, and you could use the word transactional, but what we're really looking at is when you go inside, when something is asked of you, and you go inside and feel into it, there's either going to be a resonance of yes or a resonance of no.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, it's very obvious in terms of I can take you there, I can't pick you up here. That becomes very obvious. And there are already set parameters around those things, like there are already agreements, you know, mostly spoken, but sometimes unspoken. Where it gets sticky
mm-hmm.
is when it's a patterning that shows up, that you're asked to support or to participate in or to agree with.
Mm-hmm.
And the concerns become, I don't want to lose the friendship. I don't want to disappoint. I don't want to be misunderstood. Mm-hmm. And these things come up, and a lot of times we'll say yes and show up because of those other factors.
Right. And sometimes these agreements can be even unspoken agreements, because if it's family members or maybe spouses or even maybe close friends, we develop certain patterns with them, correct?
And expectations.
Yeah.
We expect that because they're a sibling, that they would be willing to support us in a certain way, or they're a good friend, so they would show up in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And that all is fine until it doesn't work. There isn't that harmony there.
Right? Yeah, it sounds like a discussion of enabling sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Or reinforcing a pattern in consciousness that you don't want to reinforce, but you don't know how to express that.
Mm-hmm.
And not end up losing a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so this is the problem that we're talking about, is how we handle these situations. How does the heart-centeredness get into this?
It comes in the understanding that if we're not drawn to participate, that's what's right about the situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that the highest and most loving choice is to follow that.
Right. And in saying something to someone, Devana, could you possibly say it like in such a manner like, I support you and our relationship, but I don't support this particular action you're wanting me to take, or walking down this particular road with you? Would that be helpful?
Yes, to explain how perhaps it doesn't make sense,
mm-hmm.
what it feels like mm-hmm. that it feels like they're executing an old pattern.
Yeah.
And there's nothing inside that is moving with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's not about not loving, and it's not about not supporting. It's actually about choosing to support in a higher way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're actually talking about supporting yourself as well as the other person.
Well, what you're saying is your heart isn't in it. That's an old expression.
Yeah.
But that seems to be the thing that we're honing in on.
Yes. And that's a great expression.
Mm-hmm.
In a way to talk about what's motioning inside or what's not motioning inside.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And this is an everyday occurrence in our lives, Devana. I think when we're interacting with friends, family, spouses, this is an interaction that we have all the time, you know, from one area to another, that kind of just shows up. And then we're like drawn into it, and then we have to decide, how do we really feel about walking down that path or joining in, or however that is feeling inside. Well, we're here with Dr. Devana Vedrea. We're in our Down to Earth spirituality session, and today we're talking about heart-centered support, and we're learning today how we support our heart and our heart's desires and what it knows to be true, and other people. And we're going to learn a lot more from her when we come back. You're listening to Conscious Talk. Please stay tuned. We'll be back after these messages.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's XLEAR.com.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
Click your heels together 3 times. Now you know you're not in Kansas anymore. You're listening to Conscious Talk.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power pH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how Power pH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power pH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power pH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's good for what ails you. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and the way we're making a difference today, we're in a down-to-earth spirituality session. Now, we do this once a week with Dr. Devana Vedrí. Once a month with Dr. Devana Vedrí. We wish it were once a week. But she's done a lot of shows with us. And if you want to listen to some of those past ones, you can go to ConsciousTalk.net, put Devana, that's D-I-V-A-N-N-A, in the search engine, click on her name there, and it'll take you right to her guest page. There's a lot of play buttons there.
Lots.
I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And so, Devana, we're talking about heart-centered support.
Yes.
And we're talking about situations where patterns are running, Perhaps it's between friends or siblings or mother, father, and parenting, kids and parents, spouses. And suddenly you're sort of drawn into it, asking to support something that may or may not speak to your heart. So do you have an example for us?
I do have an example, and it's a mother, daughter, and siblings. So it kind of covers the gamut. So have a situation where a very dysfunctional family, and there are three siblings, and there was abuse, and there was just a lot of dysfunction in the family. And the two girls are estranged, in essence, and for good reason. The one isn't terribly safe and is inappropriate, doesn't have any boundaries, to the point where she has threatened her sister and done very inappropriate things. And the brother is more like a predator in the situation. And one of them has a daughter. And so the two estranged sisters, one of them gets a potential cancer diagnosis. And that just activated everybody. And, you know, how to support, and with these certain boundaries that are in place, do we just let them go and pretend they're not in place? What do we do? And the daughter of that's in this mix plays the part in the family of wanting the family to come together and wanting there to be kumbaya, and always, you know, feels guilty if everything isn't just great. And her mom is the one that's drawn really good, healthy boundaries with her siblings. So if you can imagine in this, there's a lot of forces that work. And this is what happens in families and in relationships. So we don't know about the cancer, you know, is it just, you know, a blip on the screen? Is it something that's progressed? We don't know. But it's shuffled the deck in such a way that the daughter that had drawn strong boundaries with this one sister because of inappropriate behavior, she's thinking, she's family. I've got to jump in. I've got to support. I've got to make it okay for her. And the other sister is like, no, this has got to be handled in a way that maintains boundaries and is very metered. And so the flack, though, that comes back from the person holding the boundaries is that, you know, how can you be so harsh? How can you be so unloving? Can't you just let it go? And this is where it's very challenging, especially if you're the more conscious or healthy one in the grouping, to stand in that awareness. You may get flack for it. Now, the deeper understanding here is that they're all going to execute their patterning. And the primary concern of the mother for the daughter is that she doesn't get lost or terribly embroiled in it. But she's going to get somewhat embroiled because that's her way. But her not getting herself wrapped in it allows her to be that lifeline for her daughter. So that when she comes into some awareness and realizes that her dropping all her boundaries was a bad idea, she can help her walk out of it. Going in, trying to control it, trying to stop the inevitable, doesn't support anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But these are the challenges in all this dynamic that's happening, that her most loving choice is to let it play out. You know, give her thoughts, but not to drop all her boundaries and abandon herself for the sister or for the daughter, but to stand in what she knows and feels is loving and appropriate. Knowing she's going to take some flack for it.
Mm-hmm. And there's the rub, Devonna, because a lot of people are afraid of that flack. They'll acquiesce because of their fear of getting retribution or of a sibling or a partner or whatever resenting them. And in that case, you still stand where you need to stand with your, you know, your heart is open, but you're not willing to cave in, so to speak, against your own knowing, own heartfelt knowing. Is that correct? You're going to stand regardless and not be, hopefully not by be triggered by all the resentment and the retribution and the flack that's coming back. And if you are, then what do you suggest?
Yeah, well, it doesn't it often seem like the road not taken is the easy way out, you know, to kind of like, okay, I think I'll just, you know, sidestep this one and not stand. Doesn't that happen a lot?
Where instead of following what one knows, one ignores that and steps in?
Yeah.
Well, initially it might seem to be the easier short-term solution.
Right.
Until the pattern gets going, and then it's not a short-term solution. It's a very big mess.
Right. Yes.
That
makes
sense. And so you're correct in that the deep understanding that you're making a loving choice, that you're making the highest choice you can make to not get embroiled.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that you're not praying for grace for the situation.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that you're not available to support, like with this woman with her daughter. She's available to support, but she's not available to drop all of her boundaries and get in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is where the understanding comes that she is serving her daughter best by not getting embroiled.
Mm-hmm.
And she's serving the situation best by not getting embroiled in it.
So what does she do when the flak comes back? Not engage it?
Right. There's nothing really to engage.
Right.
That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so the real challenge, because we're human beings, and in a situation like this, you know, every part wants to support. It's that understanding of what is the highest support available through me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That becomes the question.
Yeah, what you're really saying too, Devonna, is not betraying the self and sacrificing the self because it's supposedly culturally or societal or family that you're supposed to just cave in to certain things when certain situations arise and just let it all go and just pretend like it never happened, which would be a betrayal of the self, correct?
And the situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It isn't helpful because you're empowering something that really isn't a good path.
Mm-hmm. Isn't the highest and best path.
Yeah, not the
for
highest.
You.
And, you know, we often talk about what is the highest, and we don't always know what that is, but we've learned through you to give that over. So
feel into it and just surrender, and you will be guided.
Right.
You will know.
And to trust that it's all meant to happen as it's happening. Well, We are here with Devana Vedrea. This is Down to Earth Spirituality on Conscious Talk. We are talking about heart-centered support, and maybe in a way that you haven't thought of it before, but we have much more to come, so stick with us. If you want to find out more about Devana and her work, you can go to drdivana.com. That's drdivana.com. We'll be right back.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long-term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Conscious Talk. Food for the soul is our mission for nutrition. What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622. Or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Avacyn, and it's the best investment we've ever made. Others have described it as the ultimate anti-aging machine. This amazing FDA Class 2 clear device is changing lives by giving relief from pain and inflammation. Users place their hand inside a vacuum chamber, which uses negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, raising blood temperature approximately 1 degree, which reduces blood thickness and increases microvascular circulation. This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to nulifeventures.com/intentional healing or call 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909 for all the information you need on the Avacyn medical device.
Make it a great day. Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back, and thanks for joining us here today, folks, and tuning in to our Down to Earth segment with Dr. Devana Vedrea. This is Down to Earth Spirituality Day when we have her on the show once a month. And I just want to remind you of our website, conscioustalk.net, and, you know, click on our Facebook page. We often post a lot of information about the interviews we do. So if you miss something, you will be able to get a number or a website or whatever on our Facebook page. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears, and we've been talking about heart-centered support. And look, these are everyday situations where people ask for support or we ask for support. And, you know, let's just give another example. Brenda, you've got a great one.
I do, and I just have to say the synchronicity when Divine Mother is on with Dr. Divana Vidri, it's always right there, Divana, because I just had an encounter last week, really similar to what you were sharing, not in the same vein, but it's a much simpler example, but it's really what you're talking about. I had a very close friend come to me who was having problems with a family member, and she was telling me what she was going to say to this family member, and she wanted me to support that because this family member happens to be a client of mine, and she really wanted me to support this with my client when I'm with her. And, you know, back up what she was really feeling and going to say. And I listened to her. I heard her out. And then I realized, I cannot support this action. So I told her what I said to her in simple terms. I said, I love you. I love and honor our relationship. But I cannot support this action that you're going to take. And she's like, you know, oh. And she kind of backed up and her eyes got big and then she kind of paused for a moment and she said, okay, why? And so we got into this really very deep, good conversation about why this couldn't happen, why it wasn't the highest good for me or her, but she had the right and the choice to make. It was up to her. And after she had a couple days or a day or so of thinking about it, she called me and told me that what we had talked about really made a difference, and she had decided to let it go, that it was not her responsibility to step in and say anything about this particular issue. And it got settled because I was there to tell her that I couldn't support it. And it took a little courage to say that. I wasn't sure how she was going to react. But she got it.
And she got it because you came from a heart-centered place.
Yes, I believe I did.
How that is presented, we've found, makes all the difference in the world. If you take a breath, get into your heart before you have a difficult conversation.
Yes, I wasn't judging her or making her decision right or wrong. I was just letting her know it didn't work for me. It didn't feel right for me.
Right. And that gave her permission to look at it again. Mm-hmm. And the beauty of that is that it created an opportunity for the two of you to understand each other more deeply and maybe even the situation more deeply and find a more loving way to be with it and around it. And this is the point of heart-centered support. It comes from within, and it's not about judgment. It's not about right and wrong. It's about really honoring within the self what feels right for you and standing in that and speaking that when you need to.
And I have to say, Divana, it takes some courage. There's no doubt about it, because I had a little flutter and I just kind of breathed into that and said and let it go, because I realized if I don't speak my truth and I get embroiled in this, it's going to be a big mess. And I didn't need to go there. I really didn't. So it did take some courage to say that, but I did. I did keep my heart open, and I wasn't judging her, and I think that made all the difference.
Yes, and she could hear it and receive it as the support that it was.
Yeah, and I think often when people approach you with a situation like that, they are looking for support in some way, and if you approach it that way with the truth you know, it actually hands it to them and in a heart-centered way that they can not only verify whether or not this is the route to take, but, you know, how everybody can gain from it. Well, hang on, folks. We're going to run off to another break, and we'll return with Dr. Devana Vedri.
Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life, we refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boosts natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference Focused Life Force Energy gives you. Conscious Talk. Radio that lights the way.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Organic, free range, and fresh daily. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. We always call it radio that makes a difference because it's been making a difference in our lives now for 20 years. We've been learning right along with you from all of these experts, people having experiences with a different point of view, and then taking what they've learned and bringing it back to us and sharing it. And we just love that. And we have been dealing with many things over the years, but most importantly, we love these down-to-earth spirituality sessions that we have, and you can find them on our site on the guest page of Dr. Devana Vedri. But we've got her here today, and we're talking about heart-centered support. So, Devana, I think we look for a bottom line here. You know, is there a way of changing our behaviors or approaching situations with a different consciousness, I guess is the best way I could put it?
Yes, absolutely. And so if having a more heart-centered approach to your interactions with others and in wanting to be supported within yourself and in supporting others, if you really would like that to be taken up a notch, let's say, and be less conditional and less out of familiar patterning or less out of fear, then if that sounds like a good idea, then as you turn toward the divine to ask for that, you know, to say to spirit, you know, I want to be a loving support for my friends and family. Please help me to have the courage to be that and to also receive that and to put that front and center in your relationships, but especially your relationship around support. And to see where you allow yourself to be supported and where you don't allow yourself to be supported And to also see where is it that you support and out of what do you support? Is it out of fear of losing? Is it out of fear of standing? And this is where when you make a request to Spirit to be that instrument of loving support, you'll find that your Spirit will bring to you and show you what you do out of your fear around support and how to make a different choice.
You know, I'm thinking that that might be, you know, we're always looking for the why. So we look for the why we do these things. And the more you do it, the more support you get from the universe, I think, is what you just said.
Yes, and to understand that even though we think, oh, I want to be lovingly supported by the people in my life, but you may get challenged when you expect a certain support because there's some unspoken agreement that gets activated, and that person gives you loving support by telling you, no, I can't do that for you, I'm sorry. Can you receive that?
Yeah, and when you receive it, what do you learn? I mean, you have to look at yourself, right?
Yes, and like in the example with Brenda and her friend, that opened up and helped deepen and free up their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the opportunity when truth is spoken and the heart is open.
Mm-hmm.
So to understand that we're talking about heart-centered, loving support, and if that is something that you want more of in your life, ask for it. Mm-hmm. And ask for the ability to receive it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because so often we understand these in one direction. We understand them in the giving, especially around support, but in the receiving is often where we need to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And so to open to both of it, we're in a time where things are moving quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Things are flushing up out of nowhere, it seems. And there's a lot of opportunity to practice a lot of different things. But if support has been an issue, if support has felt inadequate, if support has been challenging to do, turning your attention to it can provide a very different experience and a deepening inside and also within your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So if that sounds like something that you would like, then ask for it. Make it important. Put it front and center.
You know, Devonna, one of the things that Rob and I have been practicing quite a bit in the last couple of years in particular has been to really pause and take a moment and to breathe in our intention behind the words we're going to speak or the action we're going to take. Do you find that would be helpful?
Yes, as a way to be more conscious
mm-hmm.
about what you're about to say and also to control the energy that it's delivered in.
Mm-hmm.
And so often, if one will simply take a moment and breathe into the body, center into the system, then the languaging will come through the energy of that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so however a person can get there is very helpful.
So often
we don't do that. We have an initial response.
Right.
Right. And that's our patterned response often. you know, which really isn't us. I mean, I think the point of what Brenda said about, you know, breathing into your heart before you start one of these conversations, you know, it gives you a moment to stop a pattern, for one, but also, you know, to be centered in yourself. That's what breathing into your heart is. Mm-hmm. So it's actually more of a genuine response.
Yes, and to allow that, if you give a response off the cuff, so to speak, and you realize that that wasn't exactly what you wanted to say, you can always clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to allow that there be some give. We're learning. We are expanding and growing and learning.
Mm-hmm.
And what's important is you stay engaged, and if it isn't exactly what you wanted to say, then come back around.
Mm-hmm.
You can say, oh, you know, I didn't really think about that, but now that I'm feeling into it, this feels more like the truth for me.
Mm-hmm.
You can come back around.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You can circle back. And it's really interesting, Devana, because the energy in which the words are delivered are, it's so important, because the words are the words, but the energy in which it's delivered is what creates the opening. So that's why Rob and I are using intention behind our words and our actions and our thoughts, so that we're really clear about how are we delivering what we're delivering. Is it in service to love, or is it from another place?
And it's going to be the energy that's going to be more believable.
Yes, absolutely. Because no matter what you say, if the energy doesn't match the words, we know it, we feel it. Well, as always, Devana, we really, really appreciate what you're teaching all of us here on our Down to Earth Spirituality segments each month. And thank you so much for what you bring, the love that you bring, the consciousness that you bring, and the lessons that you bring are so easily embraced by your delivery. So we really appreciate that. And folks, we certainly appreciate you tuning in with us every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. We wish you all the best. We wish you a beautiful day, and we will see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk. What does healing mean to you? Are you physically in pain, emotionally distraught, spiritually adrift, mentally confused, frightened, driven by thoughts of the past or future? After years of healing work on ourselves and others, Rob and I have developed energetic and vibrational methods to help you heal your body and transform your consciousness to support a new level of well-being and health. All these energetic bodies, when in balance, physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental, contribute to your overall health and well-being. This timing calls for us to wake up and become who we really are, leaving behind the illusion that getting sick and old is normal. Let us help you reach a new level of health and well-being, a level of consciousness that is filled with new possibilities. If you're ready to move forward and heal the whole of you, give us a call at 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909.
Conscious Talk Radio.
Did you know by age 35, most people start to notice the effects of declining hormone levels? Symptoms include lack of energy, less focus, decreased sex drive, weight gain, and poor quality sleep. Twist 25 DHEA cream helps men and women 35 and up to maintain vitality, youthful vigor, enhanced mood and focus, and a better night's sleep. As a base building block for hormones, DHEA gives the body a key foundation it uses to make hormones. Visit twist25.com to learn more, or call 888-489-4782. 888-4 Twist 25.